Terabytes is for informational and educational purposes only. Nothing on the show is advice. No financial, tax, legal, or any other kind of advice. Nothing we say is an inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy. Anything you invest in is at your own risk. Do your own research and consult with professionals.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Terabytes. We've got another very special guest here. It's an NFT project, one I'm very excited about. This project is launching right now. That's right, right now. So if you head over to oneplanetnft.io/launchpad, you'll be able to grab some of these. It's Department 77. First of all, I must say, Straylight, we got him here. He's one of the co-founders from the project. This is one of the projects that when One Planet was launching, we went through, I was a judge for 30 or 40 different projects. This one actually really stuck out to me and I voted for you guys to be finalists. So I'm happy that you actually made it and here it is coming to life. We can actually purchase some of these NFTs. So first of all, bravo on the artwork, bravo on the characters. I think this is a really cool project and I'm excited to dive into it and learn more. So Straylight, first of all, how are you doing today, sir?
Yeah, very good. It's been a lunch with very light, very, very nights and work, but we finally launched. So day one, we're seeing it as, you know.
Yeah, and these things are going pretty fast, so we're going to make sure that we get this video out in time so that by the time people see it, there's still a couple left for them to actually go get their hands on. So tell us about the project overall. I know that these are like, you know, it's a sci-fi game. These are like assassins that we're purchasing. This isn't just a profile picture thing, right? There's going to be more to it than that. So can you dive into that a little bit for us?
Yeah. So Department 77 is a play-to-earn sci-fi game. We're going to launch on Terra later this year. You play as an operator of a bureau, sending your bounty hunter droids on various missions to earn rewards and achievements and stuff. It's kind of similar to DeFi Kingdoms in that it has like its own token acting as in currency and you send NFTs on me, but that's kind of where the similarities end. I mean, I love DeFi Kingdoms. I use it every day, but it's at the end of the day, DeFi Kingdoms is a DEX posing as a game, whereas Department 77 is a game first and foremost. And our ambition is to become the biggest play to earn game on Terra. That's our big, hairy, audacious goal. Whether we succeed or not is a separate issue, but we'll be designed and built with that kind of vision in mind.
I wanted to get a little bit more depth on your guys' roadmap. I'm seeing that the first step for a user is to buy Kilo. And I remember in one of our Terra spaces that we've had on our Saturdays, we've kind of discussed this whole model that typical play-to-earn games have. It just does not go in a sustainable direction. And I'm sure you guys have kind of seen that problem throughout the whole play-to-earn space. Do you guys have a plan? What's kind of the vision here to try to make the most sustainable kind of play-to-earn platform? Because that will be the key to being like the best play-to-earn platform in all of Terra.
Yeah, I think taking a different attitude towards it. So we want to, as I said earlier, we want to be a game first and foremost, and then use kind of DeFi mechanics to reward players in it. So our main focus is to make the game fun and then see all the kind of reward parts as the bonus to playing the game. And then obviously people will be able to speculate on the token and do all of that stuff. And there will be liquidity pools and all of the common features, but that's not the focus of the game. The focus is entertainment. We're a game development company, essentially. We're not a DeFi protocol, so to speak, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely does.
Yeah, I want to touch a little bit on what's live right now so people can get involved. And I've got a screen share up here. This is the One Planet. This is the launch pad here. And you see it's sort of a random box. And we've got these characters. And I think these characters are just freaking awesome. I think this artwork is so cool. It's like a 3D rendering. You've got kind of this grainy sort of like film grade over it. In these like androgynous characters with face tats, and they're all like in this cyberpunk sort of dystopia. So tell us more about like these characters. Whenever I go to mint, and I'm definitely grabbing some of these as soon as we get off here, whenever we mint these, like what are we getting? How does this character play into the game?
Yeah, so these NFTs are the actual bounty hunters that you will use for playing the game. So essentially how it works is you, when you start the game, you set up your bureau, which is a location, and you kind of pick where to start. You can start on Earth or on Mars or the moon Europa. And they kind of come with different benefits and drawbacks and all that stuff that you have to kind of figure out yourself in the game. So once you set up your location, you use these bounty hunters to send them on missions. Now, you don't have to have a bounty hunter to actually play the game. There are other things you can do in the game that doesn't require a bounty hunter. One of which is asteroid scanning, which is like a machine you use in your location. You kind of scan the asteroid belt, and if you're lucky, you kind of hit a viable asteroid and you get a little bit of reward for it. You don't need to buy a bounty hunter for that. But if you do have a bounty hunter, you can send them on these missions. And there's like a bunch of different missions. We have assassination missions, investigation missions, item collections, data retrieval, all kinds of different types of missions where the actual bounty hunter, if you look at the bounty hunters on one planet, you can see that they have skills and stuff. And the skills will determine how the bounty hunter fares in the mission. Another interesting part to that is that every mission, like all locations, all bureaus send their bounty hunters on the same missions. So it becomes like a competition of what bounty hunter can actually complete the mission. And only the bounty hunter that completes the mission gets the reward. And then everyone else on the mission get XP and loot and all that stuff. But the reward bounty only goes to one bounty hunter. That's how you're going to use the NFTs. And first model of bounty hunter that we're releasing.
So on these missions with the bounty hunters, you mentioned that they kind of just go to these places and they're competing with everyone else's bounty hunters. Do the other bureaus' bounty hunters experience combat between each other? Do they kill each other? Do they challenge each other into duels, stuff like that? Like, I'm trying to kind of see that little player versus player aspect and component to the game.
Yeah, they won't fight each other, not in the MVP at least, but how it works is that every mission has three steps to them, and every step is a dice roll moment. So let's say an assassination mission, the first step on the mission is to locate the target. And to locate the target, we draw on certain skills from the bounty hunters to figure out if they actually succeeded. So it's a classic dice roll thing. So there is kind of a bit of chance involved as well, which we love, because we never pay to win. We always want to be play to earn. So we don't want it to be like just buy the best bounty hunter and then you automatically win everything. That's not the ethos of the game. But essentially, these steps in the mission, and you'll get updated the whole time as an operator on what your bounty hunter is doing. So that's the MVP set. But as you're saying, like, them fighting each other is actually the opposite of what we want to evolve it into, which is co-op. Because we're big fans of co-op games. Instead of fighting against each other, co-oping instead, which is kind of the whole, WAGMI crypto thing as well, that we're all in the same boat. So we want to start introducing like co-op mechanics. So bureaus can collaborate on certain missions and then, share the rewards and stuff like that. So that's where we're heading.
That's super cool.
So it seems to me like the game I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. Is it more like a turn-based game, or is it like, I don't know what the other option for that is. You know what I'm saying?
Like real time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not real time.
Yeah, it's not real-time strategy yet. I mean, that would be the dream. What it is you send them a mission, you get updates, and then eventually the mission resolves itself after one of us have actually completed the mission. That's it for the MVP. There are plans on making it more real time as well, so that it's actually fun to sit and watch the missions play out. The only that is that, you know, a mission might take 12 hours. So we want it to be, well, let me phrase it like this. DeFi Kingdoms, for example, I'm going to use that example a lot, but you send someone on a mission and then whatever it is, 6 hours later, you can kind of check back or check back in and do it again. But there's nothing incentivizing me to do anything in between. And we have to be careful that we don't force people to do something in between, because I think a lot of people just want to like handle their stuff and then move along with their day. But I think if you want to check in, there should be something fun and engaging if you check in, instead of there's nothing, you just have to sit and wait. That's what we're planning on doing, something along those lines.
So this whole kind of like game model, I think it's going to be a really interesting dynamic to see, and kind of the cyberpunk sci-fi kind of feel that you guys have got. So I'm getting a vibe that you guys have really like figured out this whole like lore thing. Could you expand a little bit and kind of just give me a little bit of insight into the world you guys are making to kind of make players feel immersed? And I think Terra is a perfect place to do it, since we have protocols called Mars, you know?
Yeah, it's very space themed. Yeah, I mean, first of all, one of our things is that you shouldn't have to know the lore to play the game. Like, that's not a requirement. But we feel that if you do know the lore, and if you kind of get into it and get excited about it, you will understand more things that happen in the game. You have more context, and it just becomes more fun. But to summarize the story part of it, is that it's several hundred years into the future. There's an evil mining company called Black Ocean, and they have total monopoly on iridium, which is super rare. And iridium is used to fusion drives that are used to mine that. So they are in a super powerful position. And this monopoly resulted in a war between the different mining companies. And this conflict kind of spanned the solar system. So at the start of the game, the war has officially ended, but the big companies are still engaged in kind of shadow conflicts, doing stuff against each other in the background. And they use these bounty hunter droids to perform assassinations, sabotage, espionage, stuff like that. But in order to do this without getting caught, the big mining companies, they've essentially outsourced the dirty work to private subcontractors and hidden them in kind of vague new branches. And in Black Ocean, the evil big company, this branch is called Department 77. So you play as like a private citizen that has signed up to run one of these bureaus for this department. And that's where you kind of manage the bounty hunters and missions and making sure the bureau is running effectively. So in the MVP of the game, it's focused around the bounty hunters and the missions and stuff, but we will be introducing base building mechanics after that. So you kind of have to hire mechanics and order parts and stuff like that. So we're focusing more on the middle management aspect, which we think we can make that funny and fun, even though it's probably the most boring job on earth in reality. But instead of you being the bounty hunter out on the mission, you're actually managing them. That's the idea.
Yeah, and I just let me share my screen here again, because I actually just minted 3 live.
you got so excited.
Yeah, I did get excited. Now, I think I got gypped here. I might have to stray light. I might have to jump back in and mint more. There's a max of 10. I was hoping for like some cool headgear or something, but this one's got this like fun looking cape or something.
Yes.
So let's take a look at this one.
Yeah, so what you did here was there's 333 of them in total. Only 33 of them are the special model. So only 33 of them are called modified. And the other ones are called box fresh. So you drew box fresh ones and you got unlucky, but the you might get lucky because the box fresh ones have twins. And if you find the twin, there's a bunch of stuff that happens, but you'll have to join the Discord for all of that shenanigans.
Okay. So tell me about this one here, Deuce MK1, number 0327. I love like this, even just the name, like Deuce MK1. I just think it's so like cyberpunk, like human capital is like all we care about is just you're like a serial number kind of. So tell me like my Deuce MK1 number 0327, what is my character good at here, in your opinion, just judging by these skill sets?
Yeah, so it has, so in the Box Fresh set, the 300 basic models, the max you can get is 5 in the skills. So it's very good in smuggling. So it's going to be good for item collection missions. Strategy is also good. Strategy is used for almost all missions because it's almost always the first step in the missions. Then you have the traits. So the mechanical reliability, energy efficiency, and stuff like that. Those are 20 is the factory setting. And these are able to upgrade using performance part and software updates. So you can have, it's like equipable NFTs that you attach to your Android. And it's just worth mentioning that the look of your NFT, it can look like the more rare models, because all they have is just the upgraded custom. So this is just the base look of it, but you can upgrade it with new outfits, hairstyles, headgear, and all that stuff eventually when we release the cosmetics.
Awesome. So they'll be composable and I can get like some sick cyberpunk laser goggle type things going on.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I wanted to ask as well about why you guys chose like 333. Why such a low mint number, and why that number specifically?
Yeah, it's one of those things where we keep seeing NFT collection minting like 3,000 random things that are all kind of just run through a 3D randomizer. And we didn't do that. We handpicked all of these, all the 333 ones are handpicked. So we handmade all the outfits, pick all the textures and stuff, because we wanted more control. It's not really like a Bored Ape type thing where you can just spit out, you know, 10,000 different ones. So we wanted more creative control over the aesthetics and the visuals and stuff like that. So we kept it low because it's the first model. So we're launching 6 of them in total. And this is the first one. So Deus Mark 1 is the first model. Then the next one looks completely different, has completely different outfits, hairstyles, unique things. But yeah, so we're keeping it low just because also it's access to the alpha and the beta. And we just wanted to keep the numbers low for now, just to drum up excitement, right? If it's supply, people are going to get more.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit about the kind of the co-op feel to the game. So I know everyone's going to have their own bureaus, and I know people are going to select what planets that they go to and where their bureau is located at. If I wanted to go pay a visit to Evan, who's on Mars, can I go do that? Can I go show up to his bureau and then like just burn down his like his left wing? Is that something that
why do you have to be violent? Why can't we partner on something, Joseph? Why do you got to take me out right away?
I mean, I gotta get a competitive edge at somehow.
Yeah, well, hey, I don't know if you saw my 3 characters already, but they're looking pretty badass. So maybe think twice before you come over here.
I'll stay away.
Yeah. Now you can't travel to the location. The location is more of a visual representation. But there are so many plans that we have. You know, metaverse stuff is coming along, and I'm still not 100% sure what metaverse actually means. If you put it in grand terms, but I guess it is kind of something like that, because there is a location. We have thought about like maybe your bureau is NFT, transfer ownership to another person with it and all that stuff. But yeah, you can't really travel. It's more of a click around type game, at least in the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could certainly see like an economy of like renting assassins, maybe if you, I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking out loud here. It's your game, not mine. But say there was some certain mission you needed like a certain amount. Like, for example, Joseph, to do any mission, I would imagine, needs more than the current amount he has, which is zero. And he could ask me, who has three assassins, to maybe borrow one of mine nicely. He could ask me nicely, and I could rent it to him.
Rent.
But yeah, I could see like a cool, you know, you've got that play with sort of like the whole human capital thing, right? Where your assassins can kind of, you can rent them out to other players or however you wanted to do that.
Yeah. And if you want to see like game UI, you can check our Twitter. There's loads of stuff. We're already leaking stuff. You can already see kind of what it looks like in the tone of it, the visuals, all that stuff. And I think we already have, I think I posted on Twitter what it's going to look like when you upgrade it. So when you attach like performance parts and different hairstyles and stuff.
I want to dig a little bit. Sorry, Evan. Do you have a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Joseph.
I wanted to dig a little bit deeper into the game economy. So like game economy is something I always have nerded about with a lot of my gaming history, is that I really get immersed with the lore and how the economy works, how I can gain a competitive edge on other players. So could you expand to me how that works and how the Kilo token kind of gets into that?
Yeah. So the Kilo token is a farming token, just to be clear. It's not designed to be a dumping thing. It's designed to be the in-game currency. So you have to have Kilo to do anything. We playing around still with post-mint tokenomics, but our goal is that Kilo will be used to purchase things in the game. So there's going to be three different markets in the game. And one is just the normal market where you buy droids, stuff like that. And then we have two other markets. One is the black market. The other one is the company perks market. And the decisions you make in the game turn impacts this kind of spectrum that you're on, that your bureau is on. So you have outlaw versus shill, and it's a spectrum. And the decisions you make impact this, where you are in the spectrum. And if you become too much of an outlaw market, on the black market, you have equipped items like upgraded parts and stuff like that, that are not as reliable and they're contraband marked, but they're super, like they give you super boosts. If you become too much of a shill, you get access to the perks market, which is way more reliable things that come with a warranty, and things like that. And they don't have as good of a boost, but they're very reliable. So depending on the choices you make in the game, you get access to completely different things. And obviously sell these NFTs on the secondary market outside of the game all they want. But it's just one of those fun game mechanics that we're going to do in the MVP as well.
Cool.
Straylight, and I just want to show real quick, if you could bring my screen up here. This looks like one of the like character sort of customizable screens here that you mentioned earlier. So, you know, my characters, who I'm a little disappointed, they're looking sort of plain, but I'm hoping to get like some sick, like this, whatever you call this. This is like the Cyclops glasses for my character.
Tri-visor.
Exactly. So all of these things are composable for the character, which I think this interface looks super sexy too. I think this is really cool. But I wanted to talk a bit about collaborations, because I know that you mentioned earlier about the metaverse, and you're like, you said you don't even really know how to define that. And I think there are a lot of people like in the same boat, right? Where what is the metaverse? Is it just one place and eventually all these different projects are going to come together, or are there separate metaverses and, you know, they're all going to be siloed off from each other? And we did an interview with a project called Astro Heroes. And I'm not sure if you're super familiar with Astro Heroes, but they have a super, super robust 3D like rendering game basically ready. And there's a demo and, you know, you can kind of walk around. It seems like something that your characters, your assassins would like play well in that space. And that, you know, that's just one example. There's tons of other examples. You know, Luna Bowls has 3D art. There's other NFT projects out there that are working towards sort of this 3D play space. So I'm just curious, in your, maybe like in a broader perspective, how do you see like collaborations between different NFT projects? Do you see one day these assassins maybe being like a playable character in a different game or in a different metaverse setting?
Yeah, I'd even say it's the other way around. So we have played around with the idea of any NFT being used as a bounty hunter inside Department 77. So as long as you're holding any Terra NFT, maybe you could use that to go on missions and stuff. Maybe it's not at all as good as our bounty hunters, but maybe there's some fun stuff we can do as long as you're holding a single NFT, we can do something. Maybe it's like, you know, staking the NFT to like rent the bounty hunters or something along those lines. Because we're like, that's the whole ethos of the ecosystem, is collaboration and this idea that we don't really have competitors in crypto, as far as I'm concerned. Like, different platforms and protocols aren't really competitors. It's not like one over the other. I think we all kind of dip into a lot of things, which is healthy as well for the security of your assets. But I think that's a really healthy attitude to have, that we shouldn't force you to do one single thing. That if you have a Luna Bull, why can't the Luna Bull go on a mission? Stuff like that, you know?
Right.
I'm envisioning a Terrapin, like those interstellar space turtles just showing up.
I feel like Luna Bulls probably aren't very stealthy. I wouldn't imagine a Luna Bull being an assassin, or a very, very efficient assassin, I guess.
Go on a berserk mission.
Right, yeah. If you need like basically someone to go in and take a bunch of damage, you could just have the Luna Bull, you know, bust through the door first.
Co-op teams, you have a lineup that you send to a planet.
Right. Cool. Well, Straylight, we really very much appreciate you coming on the show. I'm not just looking forward to it. I'm already heavily involved in it. As you saw, I just bought three as we recorded here. If you want to go out and grab some of these in the first mint, please head over to oneplanetnft.io/launchpad, and you'll see the Deuce MK1 models are out there. There's not many left, so you better hurry up and go grab them. They are 2 Luna a piece, so go ahead and grab some. I'm probably going to grab more here, so there'll be even less available whenever you finally, if you're watching this, get to it. Straylight, any other remarks, anything we missed, anything you want to cover before we wrap up here?
The only thing is to please join our Discord. There's so much stuff happening in the Discord. We're doing, we're having alpha leaks, sneak peeks, weekly state of the alpha, weekly audio stuff, giveaways, and then take a look at the docs, because they're quite extensive. They explain everything in detail. And if you go to department77.com, it has all the links to the Discord and the docs and everything. So that's department77.com.
All right. Excellent. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Once again, Straylight, head over to department77.com, join the Discord. Don't even think about messing with my assassins, because I'm going to totally deck them out and I'm going to kill you if you try that. So appreciate it, Straylight. Thank you, Joseph, for joining as well. If you like this video, like it. Smash the like button. Do all the things that the YouTubers tell you to do. Rate, share, subscribe, comment. Head over, grab yourself an assassin off of One Planet on their launch pad, and we will appreciate that as well. So, as always, continue discovering Terra. Continue discovering Terra NFTs and awesome projects like Department 77 by discovering terabytes. Peace, everybody.